Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Talk Sports with Evan and Tiki. Middays 10 to 2. WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1 New York. And Odyssey Sports Station.
It is after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Yankees win, Mets lose. Zach Thornton deserved better. I mean, 3 runs in 6 innings, you sign for that every single time. The good news, if you're looking for positives, is the Mets have won the season series against Atlanta. And really, throughout at least my lifetime, there aren't many seasons where you can sit there and say that. So a feather in the Mets' cap this year that they were able to take the season series against Atlanta, a team that has virtually been in first place the entire year, a team that I don't think is going to the World Series. I question their pitching. I don't think they have enough. Now, I am taking the field over the Dodgers winning the World Series, but I don't think Atlanta is the team to dethrone them and find themselves in the Fall Classic. We'll get to the Francisco Lindor story that came out in the Post about Lindor and his expectations of remaining a Met throughout the rest of his contract. We'll get into football coming up as well as the preseason kicks off this weekend in terms of the Giants and Jets. Jets on Friday night, Giants on Saturday afternoon. And the Giant game you can hear right here on WFAN. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Sean. He joins us from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Lukey, what's up?
Now, Sean, let me just do a little inside baseball there. I set another caller up there because I saw there was a guy that wanted to talk about the Mets pitching, and then I did the Mets pitching there to go to him, and then he hangs up. It's like, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Help me help you. Help me help you. I turn to my left to go to him, and then, Sean, no offense, you're sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go to Sean here, but I didn't tee you up. Normally, I would give you the big, grandiose sort of welcoming. I'd roll out the red carpet. I mostly wanted to do Yankees here to start the show, but I saw one caller on wanted to talk Mets, so to be a good, you know, sports talk radio host, which I am, mm-hmm. I did a little bit of Met there to tee him up, and then I look over, and the fella hung up. I mean, he waited through the break, and then I started talking, and then he left. Hopefully, everything's all right. Now, if he had to go get a tinkle going on, or he had to go to the bathroom, like I said, or maybe his lady friend came a calling, I totally understand that, Sean, as you know. I'm contractually obligated to be here till 2 o'clock. You, the audience, and you, the great callers, are not contractually obligated at all. It's just funny that I set him up, and then I look over, and he, in fact, was not there. But, Sean, listen, you're trying to get in this business. You're trying to be my co-host. These are some of the waters you're going to have to navigate. Now, I like to let the audience in. I like to peel back the curtain. Including during the break, I'm drinking some water because, as you know, similar to the World Cup, we take hydration breaks here. We don't take commercial breaks. We take hydration breaks. And during that hydration break, I was drinking water, and I must have missed my mouth because I spilled it all over my shirt, and I look like I have man boob sweat right now. So I was feverishly, during the break, trying to dry that because, as you know, Sean, a guy that lives on Twitter, they clip video clips of me during the show. And the last thing I need is a video clip put out of me, and it looks like my man boobs are sweating. Trying to, because we don't have here, you know when you go into the bathroom in the lavatory, is that what they call it, Sean? When you go to the lavatory and they have those sort of hand warmer, not warmer, I wouldn't want to say like hand
the
blower.
Hand dryer.
Look at you. This is exactly, you got a future in this business. The hand dryer, we don't have that here. We just have paper towels. So I'm just trying to pat, you can hear it right now, trying to pat down my chest in order to get rid of this water spillage that is dripping down my torso right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, get a petition to see if you can get the hand dryer for the lavatories.
Well, maybe I could. You know what? I should email upper management, but I don't think it's an upper management thing. I think it's a building situation here. I don't think upper management has anything to do with the facility when it comes to things of that nature. Like, I can't go to upper management and say, you know, it'd be great if we had a spa inside the bathroom. If we could have a jacuzzi, I don't think I could do that. Now, I could alert them that we're out of paper towels, and then they would say, why are you bothering me with this stuff? Can you go to somebody in the mailroom or somebody, the janitorial staff here, which is fair. But as if I wanted to implement something, like, what would I, you know what actually would be practical in the WFAN bathroom?
What's that?
A television. Now, we do have the inside baseball. We do have the radio station on in the bathroom, but it's on a serious delay. So what happens is I'll go to break, and then I'll get up, and then I'll walk to the bathroom, which is about maybe a minute or two walk. And by the time I get there, I hear myself throwing the break. So that gives you an idea of just how long of a delay it is. But if you're in there, if you're in there going number one, you're in and out. But if you got to go number two, you know, you might be in there for a half hour, so it would be advantageous for a television to be on so that you can watch the game.
Mm. The funny thing is about that is I listen to it on my phone. I listen to WFAN on my phone through the music app, and it does that same kind of thing, too. It does that same kind of delay thing as well.
It has a long delay. Yeah, it's always trippy to me because I hear myself, obviously, talking in general, and then when I go to the bathroom, I hear myself again. So it's, I would, in theory, be at that point Tommy in the present hearing Tommy from the past, and now I would be Tommy in the future wondering why there is such a crazy long delay.
Oh, there you go, and they just gave yourself new nicknames right there.
Well, yeah, you know what? They could call me Tom. Well, they already call me the future, but I could be the ghost of all Christmas present, past, and future, or in this case, Sports Talk Radio.
Or I can, which I have actually a new nickname for you, Tommy the Fanatic.
I like that. And there's never, you know why I like that, Sean, as you know, and you and others have done this, and I've actually heard from people off air, they're like, oh, I have all these nicknames for you, and I always say, call up and give me them. 888-808-1019. You could always give me a nickname on the air. Like, if you're holding on to liquid gold, so to speak, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the audience, because even if it kind of falls flat, it's still audience participation, and I still appreciate anybody that listens to the show engaging with the show when it comes to things of that nature.
Yeah, I totally agree. So before, and then I'll get to my Yankees point, and then I have one more thing to share after. Okay. So first, the Yankee point. Beautiful game. I heard it was slam-packed. The atmosphere was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was great game. Grisham did beautifully. Yep. Two home runs. That was awesome. Pitching was pretty decent, even though...
Warren is a weak link. I think you have to look at Will Warren right now as he is the weakest link goodbye, and then just kind of keep that in the context of that. But the bullpen, once again, you know, especially guys like Hedrick, and thankfully you didn't have to use Bednar tonight. Like that's actually a big thing, because they would have won this game, and as soon as they took the lead, they're beating Seattle. Seattle scoring five runs, that's their high watermark they have now scored enough runs for a month when they score five runs. When you are in a situation where the Yankees took the lead, by tacking on those runs, it was huge because it allowed Bednar to get a rest. And the more rest you can give Bednar down the stretch and still win games, that's huge, because the one thing you do worry about, especially with him, is a little bit too much mileage on the tires once you get to the postseason.
You wonder, like, how much is left in the gas tank for him, you mean?
Right, because you're going to add guys, starting pitchers, Heal, Warren, Weathers, or maybe Rodon, Clark Schmidt. They're going to go to the bullpen, but they're not going to pitch the ninth inning. I mean, you're still going to go to Bednar 9 times out of 10 in save situations. So in all likelihood, Bednar is going to be always be used in those spots. So whenever you can get a win when it looks like you were going to use him and then you get a chance to rest him, that to me is almost a double win, because you got to rest your closer.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation regardless. But anyway, now, before I go, I have one more thing to say. You wanted me to tweet you on Twitter. Like, I think it was last night, correct, if I remember?
Yeah, I think so. Did you tweet at me on Twitter?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I didn't see it. So what you're going to have to do here now, Sean, and I apologize for this, is you're going to have to do it again. But did you do it in the morning, or did you do it right after you hung up?
I did it during the morning.
Yeah,
time.
It's while you were sleeping. Great movie, by the way. Sandra Bullock, Bill Pullman. Great. I know karate. Great movie. What I would say to this point here, Sean, is I'm sleeping in the morning, so it could get lost in translation. So what you need to do is before you go to bed, just hit me up. And then obviously we're in the after hours here. We go and, you know, basically bump in the night, and we're here with the night owls. I'll be able to see it more because there's less traffic in my notifications.
What I can do is I'll do it one more time tomorrow, because I know you have a 5-hour Lou Gowski.
Well, yeah,
up,
I do have a 5-hour. We got a couple of surprise things, I think, going on for the big Lou Gowski tomorrow that we're very much looking forward to. It's always a hoot when we do the 5-hour big Lou Gowski. You never know exactly what's going to come out of my mouth. I don't even know what's going to come out of my mouth, and that's what makes it so much fun.
That's what I love about it too. So I promise when I go in to my job, I promise to tweet you one more time. I'll try again. If you see it, it's all good. If not, it's all good. It's a win-win situation regardless.
Yep. Well, speaking of Twitter, we have Paul checking in here. He goes, Tommy, you're definitely the ghost of sports talk radio. We're all listening to it die right now. Well, there you go. Another satisfied customer, Paul. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. Let's go out to Phoenix. Robbie joins us. What's up, Robbie?
Morty. I have talked about the Yankees. I have a wonderful piece of news. My wife is going to stay in Toronto with her family until September 28th instead of the 1st.
So she's extending her family trip by a month?
Yes, and she asked if I was okay with that. I said, no problem, but...
Of course you are.
Here's the downside.
What's the downside?
She wants me to pick her up at the airport, but half of me is saying, have her take an Uber.
Yeah.
Should I go pick her up or have her take an
absolutely
Uber?
Absolutely not. Have her take an Uber. I mean, that's very presumptuous of her that she thinks after her not being there for months on end, that the idea that you have to go to the airport now and pick her up, especially with the technology these days, Robbie. Just I'm sure the airport's not that far away from the crib. Just have her order an Uber.
No, it's 20 minutes.
20? Yeah, what does she think you are? No, that's out of the question. No. Next time you call her up for 30 seconds, tell her no.
That's what I said, because I said, I work late sometimes. You're going to have to take an Uber. She showed up, groaned a bit, but she said, okay, fine.
Well, wives often groan about a lot of different things, but you know what? If you could just, you know, sort of say, hey, listen, honey, you know, I miss you. Just throw something in there nice that you don't mean, and then have her take an Uber home.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you know what you say? You'll pay for it, Robbie. You know, like you do with your father-in-law when you pay for his rounds of golf so that he's out of your
head. Pay for the Uber.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what I get.
Pay for the Uber and then pay for something, maybe even now when she's in Canada, just pick up the tab on something and then she's out of your hair. You know what I mean? It'll shut her up.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Right. I like the guy cheat in Japanese family. So, Japanese culture is very different than Western culture.
Oh, absolutely. But the one thing that they do share in common with our culture is the hatred for Aaron Boone and the understanding that he is a baseball moron.
Yes. Right. I mean, and that's what makes me nervous. Like, I'm afraid he's going to do Aaron Boone things in October. That's the one thing that scares me.
Well, look, Robbie, you have been on this crusade not only to have Aaron Boone removed from his position as manager of the Yankees, which you were the first person ever to call this radio station 3 games into Aaron Boone's tenure as manager, calling for his firing, but you, Robbie, this year have been on this campaign to make this team Aaron Boone-proof.
Okay. My next question, do you ever watch old shows like The Twilight Zone?
I do watch old shows. I don't watch The Twilight Zone in particular. Is there a Yankee tie-in here, or are you just asking?
No, but do you think the writing was a lot better back then on certain TV shows than it is now?
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge-watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and 3 gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Well, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about like 90s sitcoms?
Well, let me give you an example. Well, sitcoms like Saturday Night Live sucks now. It sucks. Please get it off the air.
Well,
you can't compare it to what it used to be.
Well, you're talking about, I mean, it depends, Robbie. Like, are you going back to the original cast, or are you talking about more of a sort of in the 90s that Will Ferrell?
70s, 80s, got it. And 90s was far better. That the writing was incredible. Now, I can't. It used to be back in the 70s, you would look forward to watching it on TV. Now, you could care less whether or not you see it.
Look, I got to be honest with you. I have not watched it in forever routinely. I watched it relatively recently when they did that anniversary show, but even that was a couple of years ago. But yeah, I mean, I'm too young for the Dan Aykroyd, Belushi, Chevy Chase. Gilda Radner, Bill Murray, like that's before my time, although I have seen episodes of it, but I wasn't there day in and day and night because I wasn't born yet. You know, my era was more of the Will Ferrell and David Spade and Norm MacDonald and Sherry O'Terry and Molly Shannon. That was kind of my Phil Hartman.
But you could tell the writing was much better.
But you know what, though? The only problem with that, Robbie, because I don't watch it now, I never want to fall into the, well, in my day, something was better than it is now. I don't watch it anymore, but I don't know if it's better or worse. But yeah, you're always going to be partial to when you were kind of growing up. But yeah, in all likelihood, that's probably the general consensus that it was the golden age of Saturday Night Live. But it's a testament to them. It's been an institution and been around forever. Now, as far as just regular shows, yeah, I mean, Probably. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. What is, like, the best sitcom on television these days? I have no idea. Like, we hear about The House of Dragon. We hear about Fallout. We hear about even Ted Lasso, which I wouldn't consider a sitcom. What is, like, the sitcom that is out there right now that is the top of its, you know, genre? I have no idea. Where, you know, throughout my life, I could tell you.
I can't think of Eddie.
Right, exactly.
I can't think of Eddie. But back in the day, I just felt and TV was not as PC because you couldn't put on All in the Family now. There's just no way.
Well, there's even things. Stanford forget All in the Family. There were so many shows from the 90s that, you know, in the Clinton carefree 90s that you couldn't probably get away with on the air now. Or, I mean, you could try and then you could kind of be different. But yeah, there's a lot of things that are a lot because it is more of a PC country and society that we live in, yeah, things wouldn't fly as much as they used to.
Yeah. And I mean, about the Jets real quick,
yeah.
I agree with you. Oh, Geno's practice was horrible.
Horrible. The joint practice they had with the Bucks, Geno was, and that's the thing, Robbie, everybody that's so optimistic with the Jets, Geno Smith's their quarterback. Aaron Glenn's their head coach. I'm sorry. I don't see that combination winning 6-7 games this year. I don't. In fact, I think Aaron Glenn is more likely to get fired by week 6 or 7 than it is the Jets win 6 or 7 games.
What about Baker Mayfield?
I don't think that the Bucs are trading him, but yes, they should try. They should not try for trading for J.J. McCarthy. I think he stinks.
That's a step
to the side. You should just wait for a quarterback next year in the draft. I want no part of J.J. McCarthy. If Minnesota thought he was anywhere near half decent, they would not have brought in Kyler Murray and given him the job because Kyler Murray is a retread. Like, he is not going to be a guy that I think is going to give you the success that Darnold did for the Vikings. And I think O'Connell could be out of a job by, quite frankly, at the end of the year. But yeah, I would not trade for McCarthy. I would trade for Baker, but I also don't think the Bucs are going to part ways with him.
Okay, because he is a good quarterback.
Oh, he's great. And he's got Stones, he's got Goyunes, and he's always got a chip on his shoulder. And look, I still, if I was a Jet fan, I'd rather have my guy. I'd rather have a guy I draft and develop and be the quarterback for the next 10 or 15 years. That being said, Baker Mayfield is a top 15, maybe even a top 10 at times quarterback in the NFL. And if you can get your hands on him, you go for it.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you. You have a great night.
You have a great night too, Robbie. And listen, who has it better than Robbie in Phoenix besides me? Robbie in Phoenix, his wife is visiting her family in Canada. She's been gone for, I think, a month. And now she calls him up. And Robbie has a great system with his wife. He calls her up every day. Oh, excuse me. He calls her up once a week. And the phone conversation lasts for a grand total of 30 seconds. And really, that's all you need, quite frankly. 30 seconds on the phone and 30 seconds in the bedroom. You don't really need much more than that. Let's be honest, folks. We all have only a few moves, and it doesn't take long to get through them. Robbie has not only that, where he has to call his wife once a week only and talk to her for 30 seconds, but now he's in a situation where she's been gone for a month and now he's going to be gone for another month. Basically, the Yankees will be entering October, the postseason, by the time Mrs. Robbie in Phoenix strolls back into town. And yeah, quite presumptuous on her part, wanting a pickup at the airport. Get an Uber. Now, Robbie, you should pay for it, no doubt. Maybe have some flowers waiting, maybe whatever. Maybe have a warm bath waiting for her when she gets home. But now, I don't know how the airports are in Phoenix, Scottsdale area, but around here, like now that we have a car, my wife's like, can you pick me up at the airport? Absolutely not. I don't, unless I'm flying somewhere, I don't want to go anywhere near JFK or LaGuardia. Nowhere near. I'm not George Costanza where I take pleasure in the airport pickup or the airport drop-off. I'm good. I'll pay for the Uber. I'm not driving to come get you. It's just too much of a pain in the ass. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Matt in Melbourne. He joins us next here on After Hours. What's up, Matt?
What's good, bro? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just want to get that pass caller off the air. I don't know what he's talking about with Aaron Boone. Is Aaron Boone an amazing coach? Like, I think he's doing well with the cards he's being dealt with this season. Half our team is injured. We're not even on our B or C team.
Oh, he's having his best. I think he's having his best year as a manager. But you have to understand something, though, Matt.
I don't know.
But Robbie is this is his commitment to this because he was the first person ever, no joke, to call up this radio station, and it was literally three games into Aaron Boone's tenure as manager, and he wanted him fired, and he's been consistent ever since. So that's Robbie sort of staying in character, so to speak.
Yeah, Robbie needs to stop staying in character and realize that Boone is, is he an amazing coach? Like, this season he's been doing really well at the cards he's been dealt.
Yes,
shout
I agree
out
with
to
that.
Him.
I agree with that.
So, like, Robbie needs to stop calling it. Like, he needs to stop calling
it. Well, that's, we're not going to have, I don't think that's fair. I mean, he's entitled to his opinion.
That's my opinion.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion, though. I don't think if he has an opinion that you differ from that, he should be banned from the radio station.
No, I mean, okay.
I think that's fair. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's right. I think we're all allowed to have different opinions. He happens to think Aaron Boone is an idiot. You happen to think Aaron Boone's having a great year. Now, here's the bottom line. Aaron Boone can shut up Robbie in Phoenix by winning a championship. That's really what it boils down to.
I don't know. I really, with this injured team, I don't know if we're going to win a championship. I think today was just a lucky game, honestly. Like,
what part about it was lucky, though? I don't see where the luck was involved.
Our offense has been dead. Absolutely dead. And now we score the random 10-run game, and maybe tomorrow we can't get more than 2 runs.
I think they'll score more than that. I think they're going to end up sweeping the Mariners. I think they'll win tomorrow, like, maybe 4-2, something like that, 5-1, going away. I mean, Seattle has basically quit on the year. They can't. I mean, they scored 5 tonight. I was stunned, but they're not going to get much off Max Fried. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a lucky win. I just think the Yankee offense since Friday, they've woken up a little bit outside of Sunday, and the schedule's lightening up a little bit for them, and I think you're going to see more runs in the next couple of series for the Yanks.
I don't know. And one more thing before I head off. Trent Grisham, I love the man. I know everyone was PO'd when he got re-signed. I know that was that caller that absolutely flipped out that went viral. He is the clutch hitter. He is the only guy, I would say, or maybe Jones or Lombard could take his place, or almost, where if we need runs or hits, he consistently performs. When we don't need it, he's kind of dead with the rest of the team.
He was very clutch last year. I'll give you that. Trent Grisham last year had a career year, got a million big hits. He deserves a ton of credit for that. And Grisham's on a hot streak right now. Not going to take that away from him. And you always ride a heater. But the fact still remains, he's having a dreadful year, and he cannot move in center field, Grisham. He can't. And he almost got George Lombard Jr. killed on that fly ball that, and you can see Will Warren was all pissed off, and rightfully so. I don't know. I mean, the fact that Lombard even got close to making that catch, where was Grisham? He can't. He cannot move out there. So he, Grisham, is a liability defensively right now. And that's why I said when the reinforcements come back, especially if Spencer Jones is swinging a hot bat over the next month or so, I think you have to think long and hard about what you're doing out in center field. Because you can't have a guy patrolling a very important position that cannot move. He's a major, major, major liability defensively. And as far as offensively, yeah, he was clutch last year. Not so much this year, or hasn't been nearly as clutch. Big game tonight, but we'll see how he performs going forward. If he hits, then he makes a case to stay in the lineup. But I, like I said, when guys come back, I would reevaluate his play in center field as far as being the center fielder and also hitting atop the order. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here in the late night. Vincent joins us on the fan. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, Tommy. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
So I wanted to jump in on the Yankees conversation, and I had an Islander question as well, if I can.
Sure.
So as I couldn't agree more with you, we were saying earlier to open the show. The thing is far from over. You know, all the Yankees just have to do is just keep pace with the Rays, and hopefully they catch them on one of these off weeks.
Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
If this MLB season has shown us anything, this thing is far from over. It's going to come down to the wire.
Right. Yep. So, nothing's for certain. Nothing's for certain, including the Dodgers. Nothing's inevitable. We have seen so many teams from last go to first. Even in this division, the Rays looked like they were running away with it going into Memorial Day. They got ice cold. The Yankees got red hot. All of a sudden, the Yankees looked like they were going to run away with it. Then that flipped. I would not be stunned at all if this division comes down to the final series or two and it's up for grabs and the Yankees play the Rays for four games at the stadium in the second to last series. So I would say nothing is over, far from it. The Red Sox are playing bad baseball right now. Maybe another team emerges. The Tigers sold off Skubal. They're only a couple of games out in the division. It's been wild. It's been crazy, and I expect a very much on form, on brand, crazy end to this year in the final month or so.
Yeah, exciting times. And as far as the Islanders go, realistically, like, what are your expectations this season to have a full season of DeBoer, a second year of Schaefer?
Yep, yep.
I know we lost Anders Lee, but we have Palmieri coming back. So I don't know really what do you think is going to happen this year as far as the Islanders go with the collapse of last season as well?
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. And that last part, I was talking to Fleegs, who's a huge Islander fan as well, off the air, and I said, yeah, look, I love the Islanders. I declared them the premier hockey team in the tri-state area after their demolishing of the season series against the Rangers and, of course, against the Devils. And at UBS Arena, they played the video of me talking about that on the big screen. The Islanders lost that night, and then they went on to collapse. I don't draw any sort of, you know, I think it's just a coincidence that it ended up going that way. I don't think I was in a mush or a jinx, but it was a miserable end of the year. Now, as far as hiring DeBoer, I thought that was smart to do it at the end of the year. They probably should have done it a little bit sooner. We saw what happened. But look, Torts, I mean, he led the Golden Knights to the finals, and sometimes a coaching change like that could spark you, but it also gave you a head start on DeBoer and being able to hire him. Schaefer, I've said this before, the Prince of New York, the greatest defensive teenage hockey player ever. I think he's going to be an absolute stud. Very disappointing last year. I expect a much better year. Look, they were, outside of those last couple weeks, they were spunky, they were exciting, and they played a great brand of hockey. Just the wheels fell off at the end. If they don't have that last little stretch, they make the playoffs, and who knows what happens. By the way, the Islanders, they're doing this thing where they're ranking all their jerseys through the years, and I guess it's a vote. I will say this about the fish sticks, the Fisherman jersey. And I remember that well. I remember it so well when that jersey came out. This is just me. Maybe this is a controversial take. But I think the fisherman jersey has aged well. I do. And I think now, like whenever I go to an Islander game and or I get some swag or you see me rock it like here on the videos and stuff like that that they put out digital clip-wise, I like the fisherman. I do. At the time, I thought it was eh. But even as a young kid, I was like, eh. I thought it was okay. And then I obviously realized just hearing people going, this is, I think mostly Ranger fans, but Islander fans probably didn't like it either. But I think in time, it has aged well. So I'm curious to see where it lands here in the jersey contest that the Islanders are doing. So I'm going to keep an eye on that as well.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Every opinion counts with Evan and Tiki. Join the conversation weekdays from 10 to 2. Call 888-808-1019. The WFAN phone line is powered by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus presents the biggest summer in UFC history.
Oh,
Hour, Noogie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Story that came out in the Post yesterday. It was a interview with Francisco Lindor. Lindor basically made it known that he expects to remain with the Mets for the remainder of his contract, which still has 5 years left on it. And I talked about this a lot heading into the trade deadline. I didn't think the Mets were going to move on from Francisco Lindor, nor should they. They ultimately ended up not moving on from him. And a lot has been made about the Lindor-Soto rivalry, or whatever you want to call it. And by the sounds of it, thanks to a Freddy Peralta, things seem to be better between Lindor and Soto. But we're still talking about a star of this team in Francisco Lindor. And a guy throughout his career. Like, I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment. I'm not going to just view this season early on when he was injured and just a bunch of things were going on that I can't even explain. And it might be unexplainable. And I know we as a society sometimes want to diagnose something. Well, it has to be this. It has to be that. It must be this. It has to be this. It's got to be this, right? When sometimes it's just unexplainable. Like, sometimes you just leave the toilet seat up and your wife falls in the middle of the night. And, you know, you call the Coast Guard and you get her out of there. That's what it is. I mean, sometimes that's just the way it goes. And you tell her, honey, look, it's unexplainable. How come you left the toilet seat up? I've told you a million times to put it down. Well, first of all, why don't you turn the light on when you go, well, because I don't want to wake up. Well, that's not my problem. Really, it's not. You should put the light on for a couple, dim the lights. We have a dimmer on the lights. And then sit your little fanny on the seat and make sure it's down. It's not my problem that you're swimming in toilet water. Now, what I would say to her, and this is probably advice, like free advice that you can do, fellas, and just tell your wife, look, it's unexplainable. Sometimes you just forget to do it. And that's what I think is going on with Lindor as far as the first half of this year. It's an unexplainable stretch because Francisco Lindor throughout his career has been a great player, both defensively and offensively. And he's gotten going as of late, and I expect him to have a strong end to this season. But some of the quotes here that came in the article, let's start with this one. Lindor, quote, we have, and this there's no audio because it was just in print. We have the right guys. This is Francisco Lindor. We have the right guys. Stearns is the right guy. That is number one. We have one of the best owners in sports history because Cohen is going to go always with the energy that needs to be put into the team. When you are in a big market, there is not such a thing as rebuilding. There is a little bit of transition. That is it. You can't afford to rebuild in big markets. So I think we are working toward the right place. We have not taken a step backwards. Okay, a lot to unpack there. So we'll kind of go one by one. We have the right guys. So when you say that, you're obviously referencing yourself. You are referencing Soto. You're talking about the young pitching in McClain, in Thornton, Christian Scott. You're talking about Bo Bichette, I believe, a player that I would like to see opt in. And listen, he's getting $42 million if he opts in, and I don't know where he's getting that on the open market. So in all likelihood, Bo Bichette is going to opt in, and I'm here for it. You're talking about the youngsters in the outfield and Ewing and Bench. So I agree with Francisco. Now, as far as Stearns, this is another guy that has come out and supported him with the team. And we know Steve Cohen has done the same. And I know Steve Cohen is still sort of finding his way here, you know. And people want to make a lot about the, well, promised a championship 3 to 5 years and all that. The reason you hire David Stearns is to build a sustained winner year in and year out. Now, 24, they made it to the NLCS ahead of schedule. Last year, we all know what happened down the stretch, and this year is this year. But as Lindor said, when you are in a big market, you can't use the word rebuild. I mean, you can, but when you have the salary cap and you have the ownership that the Mets have, nobody wants to hear the word rebuild. So I think by phrasing it, a little bit of a transition is definitely a softer way of saying it. And part of that transition, whether you like it or not, was the departures of Alonso, a McNeil, a Nimmo, and some of the guys they got rid of at the trade deadline. And you are now seeing this nucleus of players. And outside of the last two nights, over the last week, they were the best offense in all of baseball statistically. Before the last two games, the best offense statistically in all of baseball over the last week. Now, it's 1 week, but still, it showed you sort of the potential power of this team. And by power, I mean just the way they can perform offensively. And this is with Soto not being there. And I'm not at all surprised that Lindor wants to stick around, and I believe he's going to. Look, like I said, there's been a lot made about the so-called power struggle and the fact that Soto will want his guy and Lindor will want his guy to be the manager of this team. Look, Steve Cohen's going to have a lot to say about who's going to be the next manager. Same thing with Stearns. I do think the Mets could go in the direction of hiring a general manager. And let's play this out. Let's go through all the scenarios here because I want Alex Cora. To me, Alex Cora is a top five manager in the sport. I don't think the Red Sox getting as hot as they did is anyway a knock on Alex Cora's managerial skills. I mean, his resume, Cora, speaks for itself. Obviously, he has a history with the Met organization. If the Phillies either miss out on the playoffs or don't win at all, they're going to fire Mattingly, and the Phillies will be right there front of the line wanting to hire Alex Cora. Do you want Cora going to the Phillies? I certainly wouldn't. So if the Mets do hire Cora, and I think they should go all in on that, much like the Giants did with Harbaugh, if Cora becomes the manager, I think he'll be able to build the bridge or sort of mend the fences that Freddy Peralta already started to do with Soto and Lindor. And most likely this is overblown and out of proportion anyway because the Mets are not winning. And anytime you're not winning, people want to talk about the ancillary stuff. They want to talk about the inside the clubhouse stuff. They want to talk about the drama or perceived drama surrounding a baseball team, basketball team, football team, hockey team, whatever the case may be. But ultimately, I think it's overblown. I mean, there's clearly something there because it wouldn't have, you know, it's the Charlie Sheen theory. You know, Charlie Sheen had this great line where he said, I would deny rumors, but they're all true. So anytime you hear a little bit of smoke, there's probably fire. That being said, Mets start winning, that will go away completely. Cora ends up being the manager. Not only is it a great hire, but I think Cora's the type of guy that can get those two star players, because Cora's used to managing star players. He will be able to fix that situation and get not only the team, but those two guys headed in the right direction. Now, let's play out the other scenario, because I've heard this one out there. Well, Soto's going to want Pujols, and Lindor's going to want Beltran. Well, how about both? You could hire Beltran as the general manager, keep Stearns, and you could hire Pujols as the manager. If it's high school and we have to make sure everybody's happy, which I don't think is what's going on, but if that's the case, then you could still hire both people and bring them both into the organization. Now, as far as both of those guys, whether Beltran or Pujols being the manager, what I like about that is it's the unknown. You know, Pujols or Beltran, they could be the next great manager in baseball. I have no idea. You have no idea. I can't sit here and say that Pujols or Beltran are going to be amazing, but I also can't sit here, and neither can you, and say Pujols and Beltran are going to be awful. We don't know. Nobody knows. They're wild cards. There's no track record. We know what they were as players, Hall of Famers, but we have no idea what they're going to look like as managers, good, bad, or otherwise. So there's always intrigue when... And that's why I like the idea of going for the cream of the crop, which is Cora, or the intrigue of some of a guy that we have no idea if he's going to be good or not, because he could be great. I'd rather that than go to somebody sort of in their third maybe stop as a manager. I just don't like going down that route unless they are the caliber of a Cora. Sometimes teams are just ready for a divorce. I think that's the same with the Giants getting Harbaugh. You know, the Ravens, I think, are going to be better off, and I think Harbaugh is going to be better off. And we're going to see John Harbaugh and the Giants on Saturday. It's our first sign here of, or sighting of Harbaugh on the sidelines. Now, it's preseason. You can still get excited for it. But what you see on Saturday, and believe me, we all know it. You know how this business works. Giants put up 40, and maybe I'll fall into this, but I probably won't because it's preseason. They score 40. Oh, the Giants are going to be amazing. They're going to be the best. If the Giants lay an egg on Saturday, oh, see, I told you Harbaugh's awful. This is going to be a disaster. Come on. I don't think your opinion on the Giants this year should not change based on the way they performed this preseason. Just like your opinion of Harbaugh and the Giants should not be changed based on some video that the Giants put out of Harbaugh addressing the team for the first time months ago. It means nothing. It means nothing. The preseason these days have just become whatever. You hope nobody gets hurt. But what it does mean, it means nothing as far as there's nothing that you're going to see that is going to translate to the regular season. But what it does mean for those of us that have, and it's everybody, that have missed football, it does provide an opportunity to scratch that itch. It does give us an opportunity to slightly quench our thirst, of which is never quenched with football. Even when the Super Bowl's over, we still miss football for about a week or so. And then I think we move on. The NCAA tournament's here, and baseball's around the corner, and then we're good. Basketball, of course, playoffs, hockey, etc. But this preseason, any preseason, gives us an opportunity to scratch that itch a little bit. And you'll be able to do so on Saturday. It'll be here on The Fan, broadcasted, Giants-Vikings, and then Friday night, not on The Fan, but Jets and Bucks. That is this weekend. Let's go out to Rich in South Orange. He joins us here on After Hours. What's going on, Rich?
Hi, Tommy. Thanks for taking the call.
What's happening?
Yes, I'd like to talk about the Giants. I'd like to make a statement, and I want to get your opinion on it.
Go ahead.
My opinion of the Giants' upcoming season is that 90% of their success is going to depend on a couple things. Number one and foremost, the offensive line being at least good, if not very good. Number two, Jackson Dart progressing, a little bit better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, Neighbors returning to his form. Let me know what you think. Thanks.
You got it, Rich. Okay. I'll take it one by one. Offensive line. I fully expect the offensive line to be excellent this year. Number one, I think it's a mentality that they will adopt under the tutelage of Harbaugh. The Giant offensive line last year was the best it's looked in years. And now you're adding a top 10 pick to that offensive line? And I'll put my hand up. I wanted Caleb Downs, but I can't argue with Francis Maui-Noah. I can't, or argue against it. The most prized possession on this team is, besides the coach, is the quarterback in Jackson Dart. And you got to protect him at all costs. And by doing so, you need to have a strong offensive line. So using a top 10 pick on an offensive lineman, can't argue against that. As much as I love Caleb Downs, I think he's going to be a stud with the Cowboys, unfortunately. I can't argue with the pick in the direction the Giants went. So I do think the offensive line is going to be awesome. So I'm not worried about that. Now, what you say is true. If it's bad, of course, that's a huge problem. But I don't think it's going to be at all. I think it's going to be a strength. Dart progressing. I also think that's going to be a given. I do. I think Jackson Dart last year not only looked the part, he never appeared to be at times, outside of a couple of instances. I can't say it's across the board, so let me back the truck up there. Not every single moment did Jackson Dart not look like a rookie. There were a couple of plays where he kind of looks like a rookie there. And there were a couple instances where the Giants put the training wheels on him and they kind of neutered him, which I don't think is Dart's fault at any point, but that throw against Denver, that interception that we spent a week arguing about on Evan and Tiki with Teague, that was one. And there were a couple other ones where you're like, kind of has a, diving headfirst into an opponent. You know, that's a rookie move, a rookie mistake. Shouldn't be doing that. But I do think Dart will progress this year. I think the Giants are going to set up a situation where they're a bully team. They're going to run the football. They are going to create a lot of opportunities for Jackson Dart to succeed. And they're not going to take away the running from him. Now, I don't think it's going to be a lot of like option runs and sort of what the Giants did last year, almost in desperate form because Dable was fighting for his job. I think they will be smarter about it. I think they will utilize Dart much like they utilized Lamar in Baltimore and still utilize him in Baltimore. And Harbaugh basically confirmed that a couple of weeks ago. So I do think Dart will progress. But yeah, to your point, if he doesn't, yeah, the Giants are going to be in trouble. Malik Nabers, look, he's not on the pup list. I think the Giants are going to be careful. We did get an update from Harbaugh today. Let me get that for you now. This is from Harbaugh today. Malik Nabers will be ramped up into group periods and team periods, quote, maybe next week, Harbaugh says. So maybe next week, Malik Nabers will be ramped up into group periods and team periods. Harbaugh went on to say, quote, he's doing great, working hard, spirits are high. Okay, obviously that's coach speak. That means nothing. But the idea is, Nabers is not on the pup list. I do think the Giants are going to be cautious and careful, rightfully so. And I do think they're going to hold Nabers out for week one against the Cowboys. But I do think shortly after that, we're going to see Malik Nabers. And I do think the Giants win week one. I think they lose week two. I think they start the season off 1-1. Which, considering the opponents, I think you sign for that right now. If I said, hey, Giants are going to go 1-1, they'll beat, or even if they beat the Rams, lose to the Cowboys. Either way, if they win one game in their first two, I think we all as Giant fans, whether your expectations are as high as I am, or are, or you have more mild expectations, 1-1 will satisfy all of us. Now, here's where I will push back. Because I do think all three of those things are going to be pluses. Where I am worried, I'm not worried about the offensive line. I'm not worried about Jackson Dart progressing. I'm not worried about the wide receiver room. Where I am worried with the Giants, stopping the run. I'm very worried, as I should be, because they have had a major inability to do so over the last couple years. And if you can't stop the run, good luck. So that's still, until I see it, is going to be a problem. And I won't assume it's not going to be. The other issue is the secondary. And obviously the Giants have brought in Terrion Arnold, which is going to cause a lot of controversy, everything that he's got going on. The Giants certainly do not, in my opinion, have a secondary that I am excited about. This is one of the big reasons why I wanted Caleb Downs. Now, the linebacking core has gotten a lot better, but the secondary, to me, is still the weakness on the defense as far as a position group. And then stopping the run, of course, is the overall issue. And then I look at, you know, can Abdul Carter actually have a season this year and put up some sack numbers and be a force and be a wrecker of the opposing team's offense? That remains to be seen. So long story short, my concerns and question marks and fears and worries with the Giants, they do not lie in the coaching staff. They do not, even with some of the hires that I wasn't totally thrilled with as far as coordinators, Matt Nagy being one of them. My worries are not with the offense, with the Giants. My worries are with the defense. That's where all my concerns are. Special teams are going to be way better. That's Harbaugh's bread and butter, so they're going to be way better. How could they honestly be any worse? That and the embarrassment that was the special teams under Dable. So for me, it's the defense. And the Giants have a lot of question marks there. A lot. Even with the upgrades they made and the presumptions of Arvel Reese is going to be amazing. Because look, everybody is going, you know, Google Gaga over Arvel Reese in camp. Those same people were saying the same thing about Abdul Carter last year. And Carter, and look, Reese shouldn't have to pay for the sins of Carter. But it just goes to show you, same thing with the Jets and David Bailey. Look, training camp, guys in their underwear running around, basically. It's not the regular season. Until we see, same thing with the preseason. Until we see regular season production, all of this stuff is just hoopla and means nothing. I hope Reese is great. I understand the Giants taking him, especially once the Jets pass. Like, he's too good of a talent to sort of pass in that spot and pass on. And he's going to help the linebacking core along with Edmonds, who, and they need help there, obviously. Big help, but they got it in the offseason. At least with Edmonds, they did. Reese is an unknown, but he's going to fill at least a position there. But that's, it still comes down to me stopping the run and the secondary. That's where it ultimately is going to be decided on whether or not the Giants defensively are going to be able to hold up their end of the bargain.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you at affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's acidity refreshing!
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.